It was good to win. Thought we did some good stuff. Still a work in progress, but I thought we did some good stuff. I thought we got a little bit tired, and I think maybe part of that is how hard we've gone in practice and how much we've gone. But it was good to win, and now we look forward to getting prepared for conference.
Last two games you started this lineup. Are you still searching going into conference play for combinations and things, or do you have a pretty good idea now?
Well, we started a different lineup because of some circumstances with some guys, some decisions they made, which forced me to make some decisions. But we are still searching. But again, I thought we maybe took a step today, and really with how we've practiced and, you know, the effort we've had in practice has been better. But we know we have a long way to go. And again, we have to do that very quickly and get better because, as you know, our league, there are no easy ones in our league.
It seemed like defensively, you guys tried a lot more stuff tonight.
I just think it maybe looked a little bit better because they missed some shots. You know, we tried everything against Gonzaga. Man, 2-3. We even put out a triangle in two. Went 1-3-1. None of it worked. We just played man and a little bit of zone tonight. Gave them some different looks in full court. They missed some shots tonight, so it looked a little bit better.
Tommy Mason Griffin has 7 assists and no turnovers. I know he didn't score a lot tonight, but as a point guard.
Well, I thought he did a decent job there, but just his energy initially when he comes in has to be better. You know, he's used to starting, and it has to be better. You know, that those guys, Tommy, Willie, and Tiny, those guys have to have more passion about playing the game of basketball when they step on the floor. Because they're very talented, and we can get that from them, get that out of them, because they have it in them, and they've done it all the times, but it has to be something that becomes consistent for them.
Which, how important is a game like this and a big win like this sandwiched between the Gonzaga loss and going into Big 12?
Well, it's important to win. You know, we were probably, you know, I don't know if our guys will admit it, but they were probably struggling a little bit confidence-wise, especially, you know, the manner in which we lost the last two games. You know, it wasn't maybe the first 5 minutes of Gonzaga we were in it, maybe the first 10 minutes against UTEP we were in it, but it got away pretty quickly. So to, you know, have some positive stuff happen for us tonight is good. But again, we know the level on Saturday will be a lot different, a lot better than what we saw today. It'll be on par with what we saw against Gonzaga and what we saw against UTEP.
Are you surprised that Croc has had this amount of double-digit rebounds?
Not really, just because you know, he plays hard, and he does things the right way. And usually when you do that, good stuff happens for you. And, you know, he works at it. You know, I think that he's, developed a little bit of an identity just to try to go get the ball. You know, he's been a little bit relentless going to get them. He'll chase down long ones. He actually does a good job. We grade blockouts. He does a very good job of blocking out even when he's playing against some bigger guys. So not really surprised by it. They're a lot available with what we lost. We have to talk to him a lot about a lot, not just fouls, but a lot of different things, you know, trying to get him to maximize all the gifts that he has. Tiny's a talented kid, but he has bad habits, and it's tough. You know, you're not going to change habits that you've developed in 18, 19 years and 3 months, 4 months, because we can't do anything with them in the summer when they're here, which is a really bad rule. But it's tough to change those habits overnight. And he's been really good for us at times this year. We need him in the game, so we need him to play without fouling because he's very important to us.
I guess that's always a delicate balance between not fouling and actually being productive when you're in there.
Yeah, guy we had last year was pretty good at it.
What does Tommy and Tiny have to do to get him back in the starting lineup?
Well, they have to practice the right way, which they have done. I mean, if you know, we didn't have what occurred when they didn't make it back on time, you know, those guys would have started against Gonzaga. Those guys would have started against Maryland Eastern Shore tonight.
So tonight was a carryover of that?
Yeah, yes. It wasn't anything to do with practice or anything new. those guys actually. Tommy probably had the best practices or as good a practice as anyone since we got back from Gonzaga.
You spoke of identity with Croc. Talk a little bit about, I felt like Willie was a lot more vocal tonight personally. I don't know if that's something you've spoken to him or if you just got into that frustration maybe.
Well, you know, a lot's been written about my relationship with Willie, and it's inaccurate. I have been on him, and I have said some things to you guys, but it's nothing that I hadn't said to him. You know, one of the things with guys that play for me is that if you're not doing something right, I'm going to tell you about it, and I'm going to talk about it. I'm not good at coach speak. You know, you ask me a question, I'm going to tell you, and I tell my guys, you can't be sensitive. You know, you have to have thick skin to be involved in what we do. Willie's our best player. We need Willie to be really good for us every night. That doesn't mean that he's going to play great, but his effort, his body language, all those things have to be at a high level. When you're looked at as an elite player, which coming into this season he was looked at, when you're looked at as a potential lottery pick, when you're looked at as a guy that's in contention for National Player of the Year, the microscope is on you more, but also the responsibility becomes greater with those things. And I'm going to continue to challenge him to do those things at a high level. And if he's not doing it, I'm going to let him know. I'll probably let you guys know if you ask me to. I thought at times he was better tonight, but it still is not where it needs to be. And that's just being honest. And hopefully today was a step. Hopefully he can get better with it tomorrow. Get better with it on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and be great at it on Saturday.
Do you see this team being one that needs to press more like you did tonight?
I don't know. You know, that's something we have to try to figure out. You know, we have to pick our spots, you know, in doing that. You know, I've been pleased with some of the guys on the bench, even against Gonzaga. You know, I thought Ray Willis did a really good job. I thought, you know, whether Andrew continues to start for us, I thought he did some really good things for us and, you know, has shown that, you know, he's a guy that, you know, we can use. Andrew's done a good job of doing a lot of extra stuff. He's lost since the season started. He's probably lost about 16 pounds. He's gotten in better shape, and it's showing up on the floor now. You know, so those are two guys, you know, from our bench that we can add, you know, whether Steven is starting or not. You know, that's another guy, you know, that we have. So that gives you, you know, if you bring those three guys off the bench, that's eight guys right there. And then Ryan and Orlando, you know, can give us minutes, hopefully productive minutes, and that can be 10. And in order to press, I think you have to have a little bit of depth in order to do that. So it could be something that we look to do as we move forward.
Why go with that?
We just tried to pick up full court man-to-man. It wasn't really at times when they had a certain guy taking the ball out and we had certain lineups in, we went and trapped. When Croc was in at the four and they had a post guy taking it out, that's something that we tried to do. Also, Maryland Eastern Shore turns the ball over a lot, so it was something in scouting that we recognized. But also, again, when they had their four man take it out and Tony was in at the four, that's something we tried to look to do.
Yes, when you talk about guys, you know, at the beginning of the season, now looking at Ray getting more time last couple of games, Orlando, you see that developing, continuing, or has that just been kind of giving some guys a blow here?
Well, it's a little bit of both. Those guys have earned it, though, with practice. You know, again, I told our guys after we got back from Gonzaga, I mean, practice is going to determine playing time, how much you play, you know, and guys have to do things the right way. You have to play the right way. If not, I'm going to take them out the game. And so everyone has to be ready.